Now, without further preliminary, we take great pleasure in presenting you the world's foremost minister, Bible analyst, and authority on the divine inspired word of God, the next voice, the voice of His Eminence, the Honorable Bishop S.M. Shelton.
Thank you. And now it is prayer time. At each broadcast, we select a very few names out of the many that come to us. Speak them before the Lord and in the congregation of His holy saints. We invite all of our radio listening audience around the world to look toward this house. Look toward God's holy house, which is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, of the apostolic faith, because from this house will come your joy, will come your peace, your hope, your strength, your deliverance, your healing, and your eternal salvation. If you will but look by faith, God will speak to your conditions. He will answer your needs by His Spirit. Prayer goes out tonight for Mother Hattie Lipscomb of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Also for Brother Lawyer Stapp of Philadelphia. For Sister Joanna Holmes of Haiti, Missouri. For Sister Mary Williamson of Atlanta, Georgia. For Elder Lewis Holt of Tulare, California. For Mrs. Eldrill Anderson of Hutchinson, Louisiana. For all of our radio listening audience around the world. For all of you who have requested prayer. Those of you gathered here at this great divine healing service. Pray that God will grant you your petition and answer your prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God Almighty. As He was in the beginning, He is now, evermore shall be, world without end. Amen. Go in the joy. Go in the hope. Go in the peace of this blessed assurance that tonight for you. Scripture says this, let him which is on the housetop not come down. Let him that is on the housetop not come down. Find my thought in Matthew, 24th chapter. The Gospel according to Matthew. Says, let him that is on the housetop, wherever you are, you better stay there, is what the scripture is saying. Because destruction is going to be so great and so swift. Until you won't be able to gather up your belongings. You won't have any time to pack your bags. You won't have any time to buy a plane ticket. You won't have any time to buy a train ticket. But whichever way the Lord comes and finds you, that's the way you're going to be. If he comes and finds you holy, then you will be holy still. If he comes and finds you unclean, you're going to be unclean. Think of it. In a position that you will not be able to rectify, nor will you be able to manipulate. Because the event is going to happen in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. If you have been scanning through the 24th chapter of Matthew, trying to find the appropriate verse, it is the 17th verse. Says, let him which is on the housetop not come down. Take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back home to take his clothes. If you're out working, don't come running back trying to save any of your possessions. Because by the time you get back, either you or your house or both is going to be destroyed. Lord speaking to his disciples, bringing out a threefold answer to their question. One was the destruction of Jerusalem. Another was the second coming of the Lord. And the third was the end of time. Three profound situations. Getting at the first verse, it says, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Amen. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Remember, my message for noonday was watch and pray. Take heed, no one deceives you with lofty and pious words, with religious overtones, with long, drawn-out theatrical prayers, with high-sounding, sacred tunes or hymns, with monotones or litanies of sermons with moanings and groanings and deep saying, so long. You take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name. Many are going to come and say that they are apostolic. Many are going to come and say they have the truth. Many are going to come and profess religion. Going to profess to be of the truth. Going to hear about war. Rumors of war. You see that you are not troubled. Why? Because you have a hope of a better day. When calamity and destruction is imminent or is prophesied, only those who do not have a hope beyond the grave become overly concerned. Because if you have been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, if you have been walking upright, if you have the Holy Ghost speaking in other tongues, then you have a hope beyond the grave. You know that if your earthly tabernacle be dissolved, that you have another building.
Amen.
Eternal in the heavens, a building not made by hands. Continuing with the sixth verse of the 24th chapter, according to Matthew, says this: ye shall hear of war and rumors of wars. See that you not be troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. You're not going to get off that easily. There is going to be a period of distress, a period of tribulation, a period of sorrow, a time that the prophet Isaiah talks about, and Daniel, also the apostle John, and all of them agree in a central point that going to be so troublesome, going to wish for death and not find it. They're going to run in the clefts of the rocks, in the mountains, in the caves, in the holes in the earth. They're going to cry out to the rocks, say, fall on us. Hide us from the wrath of God, from he that sitteth on the throne, from that Lamb who's taking his terror. He has that cup in his hand. It's unmixed. Going to pour it out upon all the inhabitants of the earth. Who haven't been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, who have not obeyed his word. The nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famine and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. All these things are the beginning of sorrow. You think that you have been having trouble. Haven't seen anything yet. Because the time is going to come when they shall gnaw their tongue for pain. When newsome sores shall break out upon the inhabitants of the earth that are left. There will be no healing balm nor healing virtue. When the rivers shall be dried up, and another time when the waters shall be turned to blood. Think of it. Going to your faucet to turn on water, and out comes blood. Are you on the housetop? Don't come down. Are you on the mountain of the Lord's house, which he himself has established? Don't come down. Are you living holy? Are you in a lofty place in the will, in the word of God? Don't come down. Don't come down for that second companion while the first one lives. Don't come down for the short, fancy dress. Don't come down for the beauty parlor. Don't come down for money that you might receive by some illegitimate or by some unspiritual means. Stay up on the housetop. Then shall they deliver you up, be afflicted, and shall kill you. Ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. While he spoke, particularly of the time, during the tribulation period, when the Gentile nations shall begin to suppress the state of Israel, when they shall begin to suppress all those who would dare call on the name of the Lord. However, it also speaks to the church, because he was talking to his disciples. For the coming of the Lord, there is going to be a great persecution and affliction on the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you had better get ready for it. For the end, for the time when God shall catch away the church, time of sorrow, which has already begun, shall become more intense. It shall reach a peak after the church has been taken out of the land. Then that man of sin, that son of perdition, that one who has been reserved unto fire, that one that has been kept in store for this dirty work, going to be given free sway. Daily sacrifice will have been ended. The prayer of the saints will have ceased. Devil then will be given a free hand to deceive, to molest, to trouble, to destroy, and to kill. During this frightful period, church will have the assurance and the security of being with the Lord. But they will not escape all of the calamity and the turmoil that is to come upon the earth. As natural Israel is to suffer at the hands of the devil, so must also spiritual Israel, which is the church. Not these trivial things of name calling. Not these trivial things, perhaps, of someone mocking at your long dress. But there will be affliction, actual criminal action taken against you. Affliction, imprisonment. There will be murder and slaying. For the name of Jesus Christ's sake. I do not know if any of you in this congregation will be here during that time. I have a strong feeling that you will. And I have a strong feeling that you will remember the message. During this time, many will deny the faith, and we will experience that great falling away that is recorded in the scripture. Many thought that after Bishop S.C. Johnson died, that that was the great falling away. Oh no. That was just a few hypocrites and loose folks who wanted some freedom. Finally did what they had been wanting to do for a long time. But the great falling away will be a phenomenal situation where many will deny the name of Jesus Christ. Many will deny a knowledge, Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Before that time, however, there is going to be a great outpouring. All nations shall begin to flow. God is going to make up his number. Be persuaded. I no more had in mind nor did I have a commitment of my message before I walked in. I fumbled through my papers and through the Bible wondering what should I preach. Then this came. Unrehearsed, unstudied, but by the Holy Ghost. There shall be a great upsurge, an inflowing. There shall be a great prosperity in the church. As it was with the children of Israel. There shall be a great blessing. Then at that time, then there's going to be an ease in Zion. People are going to begin backsliding in their hearts because of the prosperity. They're going to forget the times of suffering. They're going to forget the times of small things. It must come, along with the refinement, along with the popularity. People began to prosper. Then they began to get worldly in most cases. It is going to go as it is going. Throughout the world, the church is going to be established. You're now listening to the voice of prophecy concerning God's people. When we reach our peak state, then the affliction and the persecution is going to come. I want you to write this down in the tablet of your heart, so that you might say to your children or your grandchildren that one night during the divine healing service, that our chief prophet in the church, Bishop S. McDowell Shelton, told us of these days that were to come. That he preached from the words of Jesus to his disciples and told us what was to come upon us in the future. Then shall they deliver you up, be afflicted, and shall kill you. Ye shall be hated, all nations, for my name's sake. Did you think for one second, because you sit in your sealed houses, because you are allowed a certain portion of religious freedom, that you are going to escape the fate of the early New Testament church, when they were held in their houses, they were beaten, they were driven, scattered abroad. That which was shall be again. Then shall many be offended. At first, many are going to be offended. The weak, the hypocritical, the insincere, the ones who do not have the stamina to stand against trying times, the persecution, are going to become offended, shall betray one another. They're going to tell those, the authorities and the powers that be at that time, where they might find a saint, where they might find one who is baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, where they might find one who is praying, where they might find one. That time, they're going to try to change their religious costume so they won't be recognized. Someone is going to say to the authorities that, I know a saint, I know a member, they live such and such a place. They're going to betray one another. I see it happening even now. Sometimes when a person comes, they don't even ask who they are, who they're looking for, what their business is. They don't question. They're so close to the world. They're so loquacious, meaning mouthy, so poor in their judgment, until they will tell anything. Why do you think those who are enemies of the church know what happened in the services? Because already iniquity doth, it already works. Already is abound. Never fear. Judas sits in the midst of the congregation. Judas lurks in the dark corners and in the crevices. Judas' eyes are upon the the holy people. The material is already here. Prayer keeps him bound. Prayer keeps her bound. Then shall many be offended, shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. I am noticing the old time love and concern. That same path for one another is dying till the fire has come to such low embers one can barely feel the heat of once a great fire. There was once such a bond between the people of God. Until if one member suffered, all members suffered. No one is concerned. No one cares. No one puts themselves out. No one searches out who is in need. No one searches out who needs help. No one searches out who needs consolation. Everybody is too busy. Everybody is too engrossed with their own affairs. Everybody is too critical. They are so quick to look at the defects, at the shortcomings of one another, rather than to see that here is a human being in distress. They have no more patience with those who are becoming to become saints. We are called to be saints. It's not that we are all saints when we first start out. And for many, it takes years to become a saint. But who takes this in consideration? What shall we do with the transgressor? What shall we do? Stone them. Kill them. Destroy them before they have a chance to go on to perfection. If I were to listen to the self-righteous overtones of some people, I would cast out members to every day. I preached the message. My publisher handed it to me tonight before I came to the microphone. Let patience have her perfect work. They shall hate one another, and many false prophets shall rise. Many false prophets shall rise. My dear friends, my dear children, let me tell you this. God has so constructed his word that it takes all you can do to live up to it. The choir sang a song, "We will hold the line." When you hold the line in every aspect of your life. This has taken every minute of your awaking day and even your sleep at night. Come up this high and holy calling. I should really think that now is the time for God's people, for all of my wonderful family of children throughout the world, to join hands in prayer and in fasting, to join hearts in love and concern, to pray for the body of Christ everywhere that God will undertake in our behalf and count us worthy to escape, to make us strong for the future, for what is coming. That the Lord will increase the faith is becoming more difficult every year for our young people to hold the standard in school because of requirements that they have to take off their headgear upon entering, the young ladies, that is. And of course, we have a testimony that women should keep their heads covered. They have a testimony that we have. There is an encroachment. Soon as a child enters into school, our testimony against medical care, there is an enforcement of vaccination and other type of inoculation. So there shall be more and more encroachment against the testimony of the church. There will be a time when the oppression will be so great, if the Lord will not help us at that time, no one will be able to stand. But we have the blessed assurance that some are going to be standing. Some are going to endure till the end. That the false prophet shall rise and shall deceive many, and because iniquity shall abound, love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure to the end. The scripture would not have said he that shall endure to the end if somebody was not going to endure till the end. Somebody is going to have the testimony that they have fought a good fight. Somebody is going to have the testimony that they can cry out from the depths of their heart, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." Somebody is going to be up on the housetop, waiting for the second coming of the Lord. And so in my conclusion, if you're high up in the Spirit and up in the Word of God, up in the standard of the apostles, up there where he teaches you of his way, up on the mount of prayer, up in his pavilion of safety and salvation, let him which is on the housetop not come down. If you're up there waiting, up there praying, away out there looking and longing. Don't let the devil come, tempt you, and lure you down. Whatever he offers you, remember the testimony of Jesus when he was taken up to the pinnacle, when he was offered so many things. But he said, it's written. Remember what's written. Remember the word of God. And get up there and stay. Get up there if you have to lay down. Stay up. If you have to struggle, stay up. If you have to fight, stay up. If you have to cry, stay up. If you have to be afflicted, stay up. Let he that is on the housetop don't come down. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God bless you, one and all.
Events for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. The 66th National Women's Conference, April 14th through the 21st, 2019, at 1534 North Davis Street, Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. The 65th National Men's Conference, May 26th through June 2nd, 2019. At 873 Main Street, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023.
The Centennial Chat commemorating Bishop S. McDowell Shelton on Facebook Live, June 1st at 6 p.m.
The 70th National Youth Conference, June 30th through July 7th, 2019, at 3700 Call Street, Dallas, Texas, 75210. The 84th National Convention Centennial 100th Year Celebration, August 22nd through September 2nd, 2019. The location will be announced.
Thank you for listening to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org. Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America.
Gracias por escuchar al programa Toda Verdad, Iglesia del Señor Jesucristo de la Fe Apostólica. Ven con nosotros porque te haremos bien. Nos pueden visitar en la página web www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Merci d'avoir écouté la mission de radio de l'Église du Seigneur Jésus-Christ de la foi apostolique. Venez avec nous, nous vous ferons du bien. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site www.lafoiapostolique.org.
Děkuji za poslouchání našeho rádia v pravdě Pana Ježíše Krista o apoštolské víře. Více informací naleznete na adrese theapostolicfaith.org.
If you are listening to this broadcast during the day, then have a good day. If you are listening to this broadcast during the evening hours, have a good night.